Suzanne Hunter bringing you the world of arts and entertainment in Surrey and beyond on Brooklyn's Radio.
So here we are, Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Savile Gardens in the spring. Now, regular listeners amongst you will know, and those of you who follow Suzanne's World of Arts and Entertainment on Facebook and Instagram will know that we are regular promoters and reviewers for Savile Gardens. Now, it is a bit of a sanctuary to go and enjoy the scents of the season, and it doesn't come more sensational than this time of the year, of course, because we have the wonderful, resplendent, ravishing rhododendrons, which, like all perennial favourite plants, will come out and delight the senses. We're very lucky. If you plant these things, build it and they will come, as they say. If you plant it, it will flower, and that is a wonderful thing you can always rely on. Particularly amongst, you've got Windsor Great Park, and obviously within that is Savile Gardens. Now, of course, you've got the Valley Gardens, and I have to say, absolutely beautiful display. Most predominantly, which really stands out, and of course, the whole senses are filled with delight, is the honeysuckle-smelling yellow rhododendron, which lines everywhere. It's gorgeous. You've got different oranges, you know, burnt orange, resplendent reds, perfect purples, and all different array of colours and snowdrop coloured. It's absolutely gorgeous. So, of course, first of all, we decided to pop along to make use of the shuttle bus. Now, of course, every year from about the 23rd of April till the 10th of May, when they really are looking at their most spectacular, the rhododendrons, they've now decided at Windsor Great Park and the Crown Estate to do a shuttle bus. So we thought we'd hop on there and have a look. I don't think aesthetically, a little bit disappointing, because obviously places like Denby's and Wisley have like a very nice bus that sort of snakes around the gardens. And I thought we'd be going in amongst the whole of the park. But in truth, that would obviously get in the way. Unless it was electric, it would be quite polluting for people. So they went round the back doubles, if you like, and round the different gates. And we had a little bit of a difference. So if you've never been, I would say it's a very good way to take in the park. You see the part around by the polo, just up from the long walk, and you can then snake around to the Valley Gardens. I have to say, they're absolutely gorgeous. Now, the thing is, I've been going there for years, probably like a lot of you who listen, Virginia Water, and never used to have signage at all, hardly, for the punch bowl. So that is a really good addition. But I have to say, the signage was more predominant and prominent than the actual colour. I thought the punch bowl was very poor. I think they've sort of been sort of cutting it back for so many years. It used to literally, do you remember back in the day, some of you, you would walk in and weave in amongst it. You could almost brush past the rhododendrons. Now the punch bowl, all that's down there is families with a couple of bikes and scooters. You know, it's hardly worth keeping it nice for them, because they were just abusing it, quite honestly, in a way, just making the place look untidy. So, you know, a real disappointment there. But thankfully, like you say, if you will have a rhododendron bush and it will stay there and nobody messes with it, it will always give pleasure. So the rest of the Valley Gardens were lovely. I say the shuttle bus was functional, not particularly friendly or welcoming. And the same said for the restaurant. I thought a very poor, very rude staff there. Bad service, but the cafe was very good, so recommending to the staff there, they're very pleasant. So to Savile Gardens itself, very nice, very pleasant. In fact, some of the best rhododendrons could be found there. I'm going to give you a few names of the people who love it. Got one called Kathleen, and also the roses weren't out yet, but there were some climbing roses, the Rosa Banksia Luton, and that's a climbing rose, beautiful sort of, you know, pale yellow. The salvia is an absolute magnet to the bees, and it's absolutely glorious. Very, very calm and peaceful within there. The snow hill, the white and red rhododendron, a real stunning, eye-catching rhododendron. Golden torch, a pale pink. And, of course, some hydrant velvet. That was lovely. And exquisitum. I mean, it really does live up to its name. Narciflora, obviously, is that lovely yellow rhododendron. Just gives off such a heavenly scent. It was wonderful, and a bright white throat as well. So there's so much to enjoy. Of course, you've got the winter garden, you've got the glade, you've got the spring wood, the dry garden, and the summer wood. I have to say, the plants, they didn't really make much of an effort in the borders. They really are sort of selling it on the rhododendrons at this time of year, which obviously just keep giving, don't they? I would also say another observation and a complaint, really. First of all, I did like the fact that you could just use your QR code to get in through the gates. And that was great, and people were helpful. They were on hand if people, I saw some elderly people getting a bit stuck trying to get out. But there's a couple of families there and a couple of scooters. Now, it says very clearly no scooters on there, but some families will just flout the rules. And dogs off leads as well. Not in Savile Gardens, luckily. but around the place, a lot have said, please keep the dogs on leads, and they're not, they're running riot. So, you know, for me, the place is... It's gone down over the years, quite frankly. And Savile Gardens is a place, it's a sanctuary of peace and calm. And also for people who can't walk that well, you know, elderly people, they need to be respecting that. And I think it just needs to be a little bit more vigilant on the door to make sure families with scooters are not going to come in and run riot. They've got acres to play around, so they do not need to disturb Savile Gardens and its peace. As I say, if they continue to keep an eye on that, keep a bit of law and order, then I think it will continue to be a stunning place of relaxation and time to recharge your batteries out in nature and enjoy the wonderful fragrance and flowers of the season. So there we are, Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Savile Gardens in the spring and those resplendent rhododendrons.
Suzanne Hunter bringing you the world of arts and entertainment in Surrey and beyond on Brooklyn's Radio.